Hello, this is Roger Curlin, and I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association. And this is the week of August the 7th, and news on the edge. So, newsflash, it's still very hot out there. I'm looking forward to, we're closer to fall than we were a few weeks ago, but it's still really hot. So we're going to feature some more thirst quenchers in the Edge District, where you can grab some AC, grab a beverage. So Grassroots, right in the middle of the district, has fantastic coffees, teas. You can get them iced, you can get them hot, along with Kava and Kratom. Right next door to them, just a little bit down the road there, is Bavaro's Italian restaurant. So wines and sodas and all sorts of different beverage options and food there. Also, no vacancy. So very hip location. Closed a couple days a week, but in the evening times, great place to go. All sorts of mixed drinks and full liquor there. So definitely put their bartenders through the ringer and give them something challenging to whip up for you. We've also got Cellar Masters. So you've heard us talk about them before. That's a hidden gem over on First Avenue. The air condition's fabulous, the selection of wine. So it's a place where you can buy a bottle of wine in their retail section, or they have two lounge areas inside and then a wine bar and then out back patio. Way too hot for the patio for me for right now, but this fall it's really magical to be out there, have a great glass of wine. I guess another way you could quench your thirst or maybe get rid of some of this heat is do a staycation over at the Mint House. So they have this really beautiful, beautiful pool at ground level there. So if you're in the Edge District, walk by, check it out, get a staycation there, and you can actually get some relief from the heat in the pool. The Rays are doing their homestand this week, so August 8th through the 13th. The Rays are back home. It is the toughest division in baseball, so we're chasing the Orioles. Every team in the division has a winning record, so that's quite unusual to have that, but it's the hardest division in baseball, so go Rays. If you're not going to the game, obviously Ferg Sports Bar right across the street, great place to watch the game. They also have at Ferg's trivia on Thursdays and beer pong on Tuesday, so that's kind of my kind of sport right there. And football is back, so football is coming back very, very shortly with professional sports, college sports. So very exciting times to be able to hang out at Ferg's and watch your favorite teams. I'm going to shift a little bit for our Get Hungry segment. I always tell you guys, I get so hungry when I do this segment, but it's worth it to give you guys an insight. So Hawkers is Asian street fair in the Edge District, and it's tapas style, or basically as you order it, it's just going to all come out when it's ready. So fresh from the kitchen, great social environment to bring friends, family, other folks. One of those rare places that's open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, so 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. and extended hours on Fridays and Saturdays, and a really great little happy hour 3 to 6 Monday through Thursday. Also, full liquor there. So, you know, some of the items that I just almost always get the pad thai because it's so wonderful. The appetizers they have, they've got the roti canai, I believe it's pronounced. They've got several different kinds of bowls. The dumplings are very good. The spring rolls, also a favorite. Hawker's wings, the choices of the sauces and the way they cook them, absolutely amazing. Bulgogi steak, I'm just butchering some of these names, obviously. They've got some skewers with either lambs or chicken, shrimp. And they're really good about customizing too, because pad thai, I can't eat the shrimp, so I just do chicken pad thai. And that's my favorite, along with the crispy tofu bites. Great little desserts to end the day. And if you don't have your dessert at Hawker's, you can always wander down to Cecilia's and get some of that handcrafted ice cream or shaved snow. So now that I am extremely hungry, we'll close out with a couple of last notes. So Halloween on Central is coming up October 29th. It's a Sunday from noon to 5. We're still looking for sponsors to help us with that. So you can go to HalloweenOnCentral.com. We're expecting around 125,000 people across 22 blocks. We shut down the Edge District and the Grand Central District to traffic along Central Avenue. So that's going to be super great. HalloweenOnCentral.com if you can join in our sponsoring group. And then last couple of notes. So there's parking available on non-Rays game days over on those Rays lots. So lots 5, 6, and 7, nights and weekends, it's $6.45. So that's a great deal to park for multiple hours. And then on lot 5, you can actually park daytime on a non-Rays game day there. And again, if you're doing all day, it's $6.45. Other than that, it's a really inexpensive hourly rate. Final note, we've got 4 new developments coming into the Edge District worth close to $500 million in development. So if you think the Edge is a little sleepy, definitely come over to the Edge and check us out. There's a lot of stuff going on. You can find us at edgedistrict.org and have a fantastic week.